Horatio. So didn't happen. I've been telling you, you're gonna run on for a long time, but sooner or later, God is gonna cut you down. Listen here, cowboy, you're gonna ride that range to hell. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You keep riding, and the pit's going to open up, and you're going to ride right into it. And there's no going back. And the death angel's passing through the land, and you're not under the blood of Jesus. You think you're going to survive this? You think that this God is winking his eye and saying, oh, I don't see your sin. He sees the sin that's in your heart. He sees a sin that you will not depart from. You give him lip service. You tell him, I will, oh, I'm a good girl. Oh, I do this. Oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, I wouldn't do that. And yet you do it anyway. And then you say, oh, I'm sorry. But you still keep it in your heart. And you're still looking to lust after your neighbor, and you're still looking at pornography, and you're still looking at adultery, and you're still running after the pleasures of the flesh and the love of self rather than the love of God. And you don't think God sees this? He sees everything. He knows it before it came into existence. And your time is short. Even if you live to be 100. And this is the end of time. And unless God cuts this time short, there will be no flesh left alive because of the iniquity and because of the sin and because of the debauchery and because of the wickedness of men's heart. And the Lord sees it all. Nothing goes by him that he doesn't take account for. So the biggest crime that mankind has against God is they do not fear God. And that is a basket full of iniquity and transgressions. Oh.